Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm a pragmatic guy. You might not want to believe that, but it's true. And here's my deal regarding COVID and my kids. Well, my daughter is signed up to get the vaccine. She's 14 Thursday. My 16-year-old's already vaccinated. And as soon as my 10-year-old can get vaccinated, he will. And I'll tell you why. I talk to the best doctors in the world on this show, and they say, look, man, your kids get sick in all likelihood, no big deal. However, comma, here's the idea. In my house, at least once a week, my kids come in and say, hey, Dad, Sally got COVID, no practice. Hey, Dad, Johnny got COVID, no games. Hey, Dad, Shirley got COVID, school shut down. If you want your kids to go to camps, to go to events, to go out, to go to the swimming pool, you best get them vaccinated. That's a fact check. Simple, pragmatic stuff. Please don't tell me, hey, my kids aren't going to get sick. Okay, but you might. Ask my very, very close friend, Rob, who this morning is struggling to breathe from COVID. One of my boys, my son's godfather. It's real. I am very fortunate to have Dr. John Williams, the chief of the Division of Pediatric Infectious Diseases from UPMC on this morning. Good morning, doctor. How are you, sir?
I am great, sir. Good morning to you.
Doctor, my argument, is that valid to you? Does it hold water, sir?
That is completely valid. I think there's three reasons for kids to get the vaccine. And one, I'll just speak first as a parent. I have four kids, ages 15 to 23. Look, we all know that young kids rarely get severe COVID and even more rarely die, but it does happen. And, you know, over 300 kids have died in America from COVID. I don't want mine to be one of them. So if I can protect them with a vaccine, that's a no-brainer. The second reason is exactly what you said. My kids just went through a year of pandemic school, virtual learning, distance learning. My high school senior just had her prom outside on the tennis court Saturday. Look, we're thrilled that they could have a prom. She looked beautiful in that prom dress, but it was pretty chilly outdoors.
Right.
If we get our kids vaccinated, they can all go back to school this fall. And then your friend Rob, okay? We got to remember, we all have family and friends like Rob.
Right.
To protect them, we should be vaccinating ourselves and our kids to prevent the spread to our vulnerable family and friends.
Dr. John Williams, Chief of the Division of Pediatric Infectious Diseases at UPMC Children's. All right. You know, doctor, again, I'm a dummy. I have never, though, in my life seen an efficacy rate of a vaccine of 100%. Isn't that what turned up in the testing, sir, in the trials?
Yes. Yes, it did. And it's incredible. And I have to say, none of us have really seen this either. Most vaccines aren't quite that good. The vaccine was so good in adults, you know, 95%, that it's not surprising in young people with their healthy immune systems, it's even a little better. That's wonderful news, because that means if we can get our kids vaccinated, they can go back to school. You know, we can go back to our normal lives. The best way for us to all get there is for as many of us as possible to get vaccinated.
Doctor, 100% means no chance of dying, right? Am I right here?
That's right. I mean, if you don't get sick, you're not going to die. And that is important because, you know, we have family and friends around us in our lives, family, friends, coworkers, neighbors, people who have weak immune systems for all kinds of different reasons, and they don't respond well to the vaccine.
That's right.
So the way for us to protect them is for us and our kids to be vaccinated.
Hey, doctor, my wife already scheduled my 14-year-old for Thursday. Is it opening up that quickly, sir?
Yes, it is. You know, UPMC, as you know, has been very actively vaccinating the community in many different community sites. We're perfectly poised at UPMC Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh and the Children's Community Pediatrics Practices. There are 55 of those. And we're going to be working, UPMC is going to be working with local high schools. So you'll see it rolling out very soon in all of these places.
By the way, he just made an amazing point. My wife sent me a note that the school board at Mount Lebanon is putting together a clinic for kids. So, Dr. Williams, this is going to happen pretty quickly, is it not, sir?
Yes, it will. And I think it's great news because if we can get all of our school kids, you know, the middle and high schoolers, if we can get them vaccinated through the end of the spring and even over the summer, guess what that means for the fall? That means in-person school. That means a lot less of this quarantine, isolation, contact tracing stuff that we've all had to deal with for a year. That's good news.
Dr. John Williams, Chief of the Division of Pediatric Infectious Diseases at UPMC Children's. All right. Look, we got a conservative audience, and I love them all. Talk to the folks who are cynics, who are skeptical, who say there's no chance in hell of my kid getting sick and or dying. I'm not going anywhere near that vaccine. I'm going to wait a while. Talk to them, doctor, please.
No, I hear that. I hear those concerns. Believe me, I've had people ask me, family and friends, I've had people ask me those very same questions. And I would say to them, look, I have, you know, four kids. They're all vaccinated except for the 15-year-old, and he will be as soon as we can now that it's available. I think, you know, to me, sure, the risk of severe disease and death is low. But 300 kids a year so far this year, okay, there's going to be more. That's a risk I can avoid as a parent. I mean, the risk of my kid dying in a car crash is low, but you better believe they put on a seatbelt every time we get in the car. So I owe it to my kids to protect them. And we know this vaccine is safe. It's been given to over 100 million people in America, you know, with no significant side effects. So we know more about safety than we know about most vaccines. And again, I'll return to the point that it's not just my risk as an individual. It's not just my kid's risk as my child. We all have family and friends and neighbors, people in our lives who are vulnerable, and we owe it to them. We have a duty to our fellow humans around us that we care about to protect them. So people who are vaccinated, adults and kids, are way less likely to spread it to those vulnerable people. So, you know, all of our conservative friends and family members, you know, their kids love their grandparents. Okay, if they want to protect their grandparents, if those kids get vaccinated, they won't be bringing COVID to grandma.
Hey, one of the guys that always, he's a cynic. God bless him. Where's the research on reproductive systems, Marty? And why is it not FDA approved? Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, two things. The reproductive thing, that people have looked at that, you know, that comes from basically a germ of relatedness that's just a myth. But in short, the spike protein of the coronavirus that's in the vaccine, okay, which is similar to, there's a lot of proteins like that on other viruses. It's a very distant cousin to a protein that's in the mammal placenta. So that's where this whole reproductive thing's come from, but it's a myth. It's like saying my dog is a monkey, is a human. Yeah, they all have four limbs, but they're completely different animals. So there's zero reproductive risk with the vaccine.
And why don't these drugs, they get all worked up because it's emergency authorization. Why aren't they approved, sir?
Yes, so it's basically a paperwork issue. The clinical trial that was done for the emergency authorization was exactly the same as what is done for approval, exactly the same. So we have the same number of people, the same safety data, the same effectiveness. The emergency authorization speeds up the process so you can start using the vaccine more quickly. And that has saved countless lives here in America and around the world. Pfizer has now filed the paperwork piece for the approval, and we expect that to come very quickly. There's no question that the vaccine is going to be formally approved because we know now that it's safe and effective. But, you know, in a pandemic with over, you know, nearly 600,000 people dead in the last year, that's the number one cause of death in America in the last year, COVID. Okay, you need to try and cut out some of the bureaucracy.
Got to go. That's right. You got to do it. You got to do it now. Doctor, you are the absolute best.
You don't cut out the science.
That's right.
And the safety. That was not cut out.
That's right.
You cut out the bureaucratic red tape. I wish that in the rest of my life I could cut out the bureaucratic red tape. Alas, I cannot.
Doctor, you're absolutely amazing. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Pleasure being with you.
All right, man. Fantastic stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.